In the bathroom stall, she zips her pants up, grabs her stomach, shaking it a little, poking her belly. "Hey," she says in the empty bathroom. "Wake up, ovaries." There's a message, graffiti on the wall. "Give me a call, 1-800-fucking-A. She dials the number on her cell phone. "Hello?" "Hi. 1-800-fucking-A? No, sorry, we're 1-800-doubling. Doubles Incorporated, providing goods and services for the procreation by division industries." "Procreation by division?" "Yeah, you know, like the amoebae." Norma hangs up so quickly, it may be possible that the phone call never even happened. On the way home, Norma walks past a number of construction sites and some old farms where the grass grows as high as her waist. Strip malls, hills, grasshoppers, people, they all multiply. Norma bites her nails and spits the bits into the rounded ripe fields. She leaves a trail of her DNA. A rustling speeds up behind her, like an enormous snake. Norma turns. A woman is pedaling quite furiously on a tiny BMX bike with fluorescent green tires, looking like some half-mad delivery person. Her chin is stuck out in front of her, like an ape. Her face is sharp. The blades of her cheekbones have been accentuated by two brutish swathes of rouge. The woman wears her dark hair feathered back with a bandana rolled and tied across her forehead, as if fashions had not changed since 1981. She looks tough, dirty, terrified, perhaps even a little bit retarded. Her eyes are watery and distracted, as an addict's. Though they are the only two people on the road, the woman stares straight ahead. She clenches her lips around a cigarette while she pedals, one hand on the handlebars. She doesn't blink. She glides past Norma and is gone. Creepy. But creepy like a humongous pile of insects crawling all over one another. A pile of insects Norma would want to stare at or poke with a long stick.